how did this production come to fruition? What was the creative process behind it?
Well, I started this show while I was a student at Northwestern University. I took all the playwriting classes that were offered to me by Laura Shellhart, who runs the program there, who's a real mentor and idol and a champion of mine. And I had taken all the classes that were offered, so I took an independent study with her, in which I entered saying that I wanted to, in the independent study, write a one-person play. That was my idea. And she was like, you should write something epic and political. So I listened to her, thankfully, and started reading a lot of Brecht, which I hadn't really before, and then thought about this dream that I had once had about a very famous family whose last name was Travel, and then was inspired a lot by all my frustrations with the political climate in the country at the time. This was 4 years ago. And then I created this little thing that ended up being developed in a play festival at Northwestern, and then I ended up sending it to somebody who knew somebody who was starting a theater company in Chicago, which now has folded, but last year they did a production of it in Chicago that was really important to the development of the piece. And then on a whim last fall, I submitted it to NIMS, you know, not really having much hopes for it because it's a play with song, not a musical. So it was a very tricky little animal, this show, because I never really ever knew where to submit it, you know? Mm-hmm. I couldn't submit it to, like, a new play festival because it's not a play, because it has songs in it and you need singers. And so, but NIMS was very brave, particularly Mary Kate Burke, the director of programming, who I can't speak highly enough about, who saw promise in this and gave us a real chance, even though we're a very unique little show. And they picked us. That's part of the Next Wing program, which is a really great writer's service program that they have there. You get a lot of attention from the dramaturgical standpoint, and they have a whole, like, producer's orientation weekend about, like, how to produce theater at this level, and they've been really great about that, and because they gave us so much room to develop the show, it's come a really long way in the past couple of months since we officially got into the festival.
What are your real goals for the production? Where do you see it, you know, eventually developing? It's developed so much over the last, you know, couple of years as it is.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. My answer to that question is really all wrapped around, like, my personal, not insecurity, but, like, disbelief that it's coming this far, to be perfectly honest. Because it's something that I, like, started in a classroom in college that was basically a writing exercise that over time, because I've taken it more seriously and more seriously, others have also taken it more seriously and more seriously, and now that we're at this stage, which is, like, so incredible. But, yeah, my goal, I mean, ending the festival, my goal, you know, like, last fall, my goal was just to get another production of this to develop it further, and then when we got into NIMS, my goal was to make the show better, but now we're at a point where we're about to be extended and get more performances. Every performance of ours is basically sold out so far. Word of mouth is really strong. We have a wonderful cast. The rewrites over the past couple of months have gotten the show to a place where I'm very confident of it. We're confident in it. In it, whatever you would say, I don't know what the preposition would be, but I'm very confident about it. I'm very confident about it with where it is now, and like, I think, you know, I would love to see it go somewhere beyond the festival of productions someplace at a theater or elsewhere, but yeah, but like, in my mind, I don't, like you say, where do you want it to go? And I think, like, it can't go anywhere. I wrote it in college, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's gotten to a place where I'm pretty proud of it, and I think, you know, hopefully it'll get some interest from somebody. And, you know, really the goal of the festival is to get it to as many people as possible to have it heard and enjoy it. I think it's a really enjoyable show, and I think it's important and has a lot of important things to say about our country and about politics and about human behavior and about all those things.
Who do you think will enjoy the production the most?
I actually think that I think enjoy the production most, my parents, of that. I actually think that it's because it's a very wide audience, particularly because of the fact that it's not a traditional piece of musical theater, that it's a play with songs. And I think musical theater aficionados will really gravitate towards the musical end of the show. The songs are really catchy. Kelly Hoffman, the fellow Northwestern grad who wrote the music, is very, 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 is a very gifted tunesmith and has written about eight, nine songs that are like real earworms. And I think musical theater people will really appreciate the songs. They're all very stylized and catchy. But other than that, I think people who aren't traditionally fans of musicals will really be interested in this show that really puts the genre of musical, turns the genre of musical theater on its ear. Songs are used in the play in a commentary kind of way. The songs are quite sarcastic. They're really aware of the fact that they're songs in a show. So I think people who are interested in politics will really like the show. I think people who are interested in people who aren't interested in politics, who don't keep up with politics, will be similarly interested in the show because the politics aren't really shoved down your throat in any way. In order to get the politics across, I really bring it to like a personal level, involving like pop culture and people connecting to pop culture, which is a really big part of the show. The show is a lot about censorship and how people feel about pieces of pop culture, that how they would feel in a future version of the country where they're not allowed to enjoy it. So there are big moments of the show that are all centered around like certain characters' love of the movie Pretty Woman, you know, which I think is fun and interesting at the same time. So it can really be for someone who's interested in politics, but also someone who just understands how you can like a certain movie and what it would be like if you're not allowed to enjoy that, you know.
Bottom line, why should someone go see this production?
I think because it's different. I think a lot of the reason that we got into the festival in the first place is because we're offering something very different from other shows, as I've said. I think we're doing something with the show, a lot of things with the show that aren't done very often or haven't really been done before. I was thinking the other day about how there aren't really many, there are many, this is, you know, if it's, such a category, which genre this belongs in besides being a piece of musical theater. I think this genre of the story would be a dystopian piece of dystopian fiction, which besides any sort of adaptation of a dystopian novel, on stage, you don't really see dystopian stories presented on stage, which has really actually been the biggest, not necessarily a challenge, but the thing that I've been thinking of a lot in working on the show, which is how do you present a story that is dystopian in nature, which on film or in a novel is all about like providing as much detail as possible. How do you filter that into a stage play where it's really all about being simple and relaying the most important pieces of information? Instead of like painting a whole country or a whole society, if that makes sense. So I think we're doing a lot of things that you wouldn't normally see on stage, and that's what I think is exciting about it. Particularly the use of music in it as well. And it's really inspired by the way like refugee music way back when, and it's like a modern take on that kind of style.